Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Lee Hardman, currency analyst at MUFG. It's Friday, December 3rd, 2021, and joining Lee to pose some questions on the financial market themes for the week ahead is Martin Viol, Director of the Global Customer Market Group for EMEA in London. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, Martin.
Let me ask you, FX markets have become more volatile recently. Do you expect that to continue in the week ahead?
Yes, Martin. I think that's likely to continue going forward in the near term. We've certainly seen quite a sharp pickup in FX volatility over the last couple of weeks, and see the main driver for that has been the kind of renewed uncertainty we've seen given the emergence of this new COVID variant. And certainly the next couple of weeks will be very important for markets, as market participants are awaiting further information over this new variant and how that's likely to impact the global economy as we go into 2022. At this stage, we don't have a great deal of further clarity, which obviously helps to explain why markets are very volatile right now. We're still waiting for more certainty. But at this stage, we're making the assumption that we are likely to see more COVID disruption early next year from this new variant spreading globally. We think that will likely dampen the pace of the global recovery during the first half of next year. But we don't think it will be sufficient to really kind of derail the recovery that's already in place. We've obviously seen a strong rebound in global demand this year, and we're still looking for a decently strong growth in 2022 as well. So we will likely see a kind of temporary setback for bubble growth, but we do then expect some catch-up growth in the second half of next year. So I think given those kind of risks, it makes sense that markets right now are certainly trading more cautiously. If you look at G10 FX markets and how they've performed since last Friday, it's pretty much sort of classic risk-on, risk-off trading in the G10 space. The low-yielding currencies, kind of more traditional safe haven currencies such as the yen, Swiss franc and euro, those have all outperformed over the past week. Whereas the more high beta, more growth sensitive currencies such as the commodity related currencies such as the Aussie, Kiwi, Canadian dollar and Norwegian krona, those have all underperformed. And I think in the very near term, as we go into next week, I see those kind of trends continuing really until we get any kind of greater clarity over how the virus is likely to impact the economy going forward.
And how are the central banks of developed markets reacting to the renewed COVID uncertainty?
Yeah, I think this is a kind of interesting question. Certainly, so far, I would say we've had a kind of mixed reaction from developed market central banks. Obviously, the main development this week were the hawkish comments we had from Fed Chair Powell, who made a very kind of hawkish policy shift, dropping the reference to inflation as being temporary, transitory. And as a result of that, I think the clear message from the Fed is that they're now becoming more concerned that going forward, this period of higher inflation could prove even more persistent than they had initially feared. So they are now kind of giving strong indication to market participants that they are prepared to act to tighten policy more quickly, if required, to dampen upside risks to inflation. So to us, that's an important development. And we think now that the Fed is likely to announce a faster pace of taper at their next meeting this month, looking for them to double the pace of tapering in December. And that's important in terms of the policy outlook for next year, because if they do double the pace of tapering, that will bring the QE program to an end in March of next year. And then that gives them a lot more flexibility in terms of the timing of rate hikes for next year. And that's something as well, which we've also seen Fed officials talk about in more detail over the past week. There's been a lot more talk about the possibility of not just rate hikes, but potentially multiple rate hikes next year. So to us, this is a very bullish development for the dollar in the near term. We think markets will continue to speculate over the prospect of faster Fed rate hikes going forward, and that will give further tailwinds for this stronger dollar trend that we see continuing into early next year. But in many ways, though, although the Fed is sounding a lot more hawkish, we have seen kind of more cautious comments from other central banks. Most notably today, we had some more cautious comments from Bank of England MPC member Michael Saunders, who expressed some caution that this new COVID variant, it obviously has created more uncertainty over the outlook for growth next year. And he gave a kind of indication that he would prefer to wait perhaps just a month or two to see how this kind of plays out in terms of how it impacts the economy going forward before making any kind of important decisions about whether to raise rates. So we think that's potentially important in terms of the Bank of England policy outlook. If you remember at the last meeting in November, Michael Saunders was one of two out of nine MPC members who voted for a rate hike back in November. So the fact that he is already sounding more cautious about potentially raising rates as soon as this month, it does suggest that it's going to be harder for the Bank of England to follow through and raise rates this month. And it's looking more likely that they will at least delay until the February meeting of next year. So from a kind of monetary policy divergence perspective, we think with the Fed sounding more hawkish and likely to speed up tapering this month, and the Bank of England looking less likely now to follow through with a rate hike, that the timing potentially between the first Fed and Bank of England rate hike is potentially going to be certainly shorter than we had initially expected. And I think for markets, that's likely to keep downward pressure on cable. So we could certainly see that head down closer to the 130 level in the coming weeks.
Well, thank you, Lee, for these insights. And I guess one of these days we're going to talk about what's likely to happen in the run-up to the holidays.
Thanks, Martin.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.